the most of your Walt Disney World vacation.
The top six best nighttime attractions at the Magic Kingdom. Hi, I'm Herb Leibacher, and welcome to episode 19 of The World of Walt Podcast. Make the most of your Walt Disney World vacation for the week of May 3rd, 2015. This is the podcast for Walt Disney World fans, whether you're planning your next trip or just enjoy reliving a little bit of Disney magic. Before we get into today's topic, please stick around till the end of the show. I've got some information on how we can stay in touch and some important details on how you can win a great prize just for listening. To me, the Magic Kingdom becomes an even more magical place at night. The lights come out and the entire look and feel of the park changes. The temperatures tend to drop a little bit, which is welcome nearly any time of the year in Central Florida. The crowds may begin to thin out at least a little bit, and the experience you have on some attractions changes. Today, we're going to look at the top six nighttime attractions at the Magic Kingdom. To help me explore this topic, I'd like to welcome someone who enjoys the Magic Kingdom day or night, Jess Hayes. Jess, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me. This topic is so exciting.
I'm really excited about this one, too. I think we're going to have some interesting points to discuss. And before we get into the topic for today, I'd like to start off with our much-beloved warm-up question. It's easy. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Mr. Toad's Wild Ride or The Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh?
Oh, Mr. Toad, all the way.
Oh, she says with confidence. All right, tell me about it.
Oh, it's such a great, old nostalgic ride. And we don't have it in the Magic Kingdom, obviously, anymore because Winnie the Pooh is there. But you go out to Disneyland and you can still ride it. And I got to do that. Last year, it was so exciting. It sounds so silly to be so excited over, a dark ride, but it is exciting. It's a great ride.
It was a great ride, and I miss it. And I have to say, I do enjoy The Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh. It's got great characters in it. The ride vehicles are a lot of fun. But still, the nostalgic part of me says, yeah, Mr. Toad's Wild Ride. I know all the characters in there were made out of plywood. And I know there is this bizarre storyline where you're going to HE double hockey sticks, but it was an opening day attraction, and it was just fun. It was a fun, whimsical ride, and I do miss it.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, good. Well, we're going to get into the top six nighttime attractions at the Magic Kingdom. Number one is over to you, Jess.
Okay. So my number one attraction is an attraction that I feel is really a totally different experience between night and day, and that is Big Thunder Mountain Railroad over in Frontierland. During the day, it almost seems like a tamer ride than at night. For some reason, I always feel like it's going a little bit faster at night, but that's probably just in my head. But the fact that it's an outdoor coaster and you're going into these tunnels and then coming back out into the darkness, it really gives the ride what I feel a totally different story. You're seeing the lights from the rest of the park, especially if you're there during fireworks, you can watch the fireworks while you're kind of zipping around this mountain. I think it's a really, really cool experience to go on that ride in the dark.
I am with you 100% on this. I love Big Thunder Mountain at night. The beautiful reds and oranges of the rocks really come out. The little town of Tumbleweed lights up. And it does seem like a different ride because you can't necessarily see what's coming. And so the twists and the turns do seem a bit more exciting. I think Big Thunder Mountain, if you have only experienced it during the day, definitely want to check it out at night as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And the good thing about night on Big Thunder Mountain is the lines start to drop a little bit. And it really is a really fun experience. I prefer to ride that attraction at night.
Yeah, and you're right that you really can see a lot of the park depending on the twist or the turn that you happen to be sitting on. So seeing the rest of the Magic Kingdom lit up at night is extra special too.
Yeah, definitely. It's just a fun ride no matter what, but definitely worth checking out once the lights go off.
Yeah, good one. All right, Big Thunder Mountain. number two over to me, and I'm going to head over to Tomorrowland, and I'm going to talk about an attraction that I love day or night, but it's even a little bit better at night for a number of reasons, and that is the Tomorrowland Transit Authority, also known as the People Mover. I love that attraction. It's not a thrilling ride, but it does take you to a different time and place where modes of transportation are a bit different. But I like it at night for several reasons. But one of the main reasons why I like it is that you get to see what Tomorrowland looks like at night from an elevated and different perspective. I think maybe of all the lands in the Magic Kingdom, Tomorrowland really seems to transform at night when the neon lights come out and there are these brilliant reds and purples and greens. It looks like the tomorrow that never was. It's just a beautiful place to visit, and the Tomorrowland Transit Authority gives you a tour of all of those things. You get a bird's eye view, you get to see the crowds, you get to see Cinderella Castle lit up at night as the Tomorrowland Transit Authority goes past that section. It's just an awesome attraction to take in at night in Tomorrowland and at the Magic Kingdom.
Yeah, and I feel like that ride is a little bit of a hidden gem. You know, people rush past it, and there's never really much of a line. And it's so relaxing. I mean, you can sit there, kind of put your feet up and enjoy the ride. And fun little tip too, if you're ever in the area, the Tomorrowland area, and Space Mountain is not functioning, hop on the People Mover and you are going to get a look of Space Mountain with the lights on. And that is really cool.
That is cool. That has happened to me in the past, and I got my camera out and I took as many pictures as I could. And I was shocked at how the roller coaster inside of Space Mountain is packed in there. Like, who ever figured this out? How did they make this happen? It is amazing to see it with the lights on.
It really is something. And the only way you can see that with the lights on, unless you're somebody special that they're letting in, is to hop on the People Mover. And that's just, the People Mover is just a great attraction. And I usually recommend that to people as a first ride in Tomorrowland to just kind of get the lay of the land.
Yeah, great. Yep. And I agree, it rarely has a wait. If it has a wait, you're probably there at Christmas or during spring break. So that's just icing on top of the cake. An excellent attraction and not a long line. Can't beat that.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, number three, Jess, over to you.
Okay, my number three attraction is an attraction that is inside, so you might wonder why I think it's so important to ride it at night, and that is the Haunted Mansion. And I think the Haunted Mansion, just the story just gets better when it's dark out. The cast members seem a little spookier. You know, those maids that are putting you on the ride, they seem a little spookier at night. The effects, the light effects and fog effects outside are beautiful at night. It just makes the experience so much better. And that new interactive queue where you're kind of walking through all these different kind of spooky graveyard-y type things, it just makes the whole story better when it's nighttime.
I agree with you. I think the Haunted Mansion, the lighting effects on the outside are really something special to see. The mansion is very majestic during the day and just a little spooky, a little off-putting. But when they light it up at night, I think it takes on an entirely different look. And the inside, too, I've noticed the same thing with the cast members. They seem maybe just a little more spooky in the evening hours. So I love the Haunted Mansion at night. Great choice.
Yeah, and bonus points, too, if you go at night during the Halloween party. That's even better.
Yeah. Good one. All right. Number four is back over to me. Okay, I'm going back to Tomorrowland. And I'm also going to go to an indoor attraction, which, like you mentioned, sounds a little weird, but I've got a reason for it. I'm going to go to Space Mountain. I think that when you experience Space Mountain at night, when your eyes have adjusted to the dark, you see so much more going on in that attraction than you would otherwise see during the day when you've just come out from the blazing Florida sun and your eyes just can't take in as much detail. I think that the loading area with the blue neon is more intense. But one of the best things, I think, is that you can see the projections on the inside of the ceiling. And so during the daytime, you may just see something that looks a little bit like a big Oreo cookie going by. But during the nighttime, you can see all kinds of projections and stars, and your eyes are adjusted to the dark, and you can take it all in. It really is a completely different experience. If you've only done Space Mountain during the day, I say check it out at night. You will be pleasantly shocked.
That is a really good tip, and I guess I'm probably too busy closing my eyes the entire time I'm on that anyway. So I've never really, I guess I've noticed the projections a little bit, but I'm going to try and make a conscious effort next time to, you know, pay attention a little better.
And this is a good point. If you keep your eyes closed all the time anyway, it's the same either way, day or
right.
night.
Right, exactly. And that's usually how I ride Space Mountain.
But you can enjoy the load area and all the neon effects there. So you can keep your eyes open through that part. In fact, I would recommend it.
Yes.
All right, good. Number five, Jess, over to you again.
Okay, so one thing that you can only experience at night at the Magic Kingdom is the Celebrate the Magic projection show on the castle, followed by the Wishes fireworks. And I think these are just kind of the crown jewel of nighttime at the Magic Kingdom. Really, both shows are something, well, Wishes is kind of hard to miss if you're in the park. But Celebrate the Magic is a fantastic castle projection show. It really is a magical show. I have no idea how they do it, but it is incredible. And I think they're just worth watching. And no matter how many times I go to the Magic Kingdom a year, I never miss Wishes. I think that's just an incredible show. The fireworks are beautiful. The music is beautiful. The whole thing is just really spectacular. And I think it's just a must-see at night at the Magic Kingdom.
I agree. Wishes, you really can't top it. Fireworks high above Cinderella Castle, that is the perfect way to cap off a day at the Magic Kingdom. And I think that Celebrate Magic is often overlooked. I have really been impressed by that show, just the effects that they can make on the castle that look like motion and things are happening. It's an amazing set of technology, an amazing set of storytelling. And I like the fact that they do switch it up occasionally. So they add in segments for the season of the year or the latest promotion of another Disney movie. Celebrate the Magic, really fun show.
Yeah, definitely worth watching. And no matter how many times you see it, if you're walking into or out of the park or just walking by the castle, you will stop and watch. It's just impressive.
Yeah, very impressive. I agree with you. All right, good one. Number six, it's over to me, and I've got to admit, it's a little hard to sneak just six into this list. Maybe we'll do a few bonus items. For number six, I'm finally going to get out of Tomorrowland, but just barely, and I am going to go to the new Fantasyland and the Storybook Circus area, and I am going to Dumbo. Now that Disney has relocated Dumbo to the Storybook Circus area, they have made some great improvements. One of the improvements is there are now two Dumbos, so there's often not a long wait. But at nighttime, Dumbo truly transforms. LED lighting comes in and slowly changes color, and it reflects in this pool that's directly beneath the ride vehicles. The colors are just amazing. It's fun to see at night. It just comes alive. And because those ride vehicles do get up in the air a little bit, you get to see some of Fantasyland. You can see what's going on around you and the lights throughout that area. So I think Dumbo is a great choice for a nighttime attraction.
I agree with you on this one. Dumbo is a favorite of my son, so we're on that quite a bit. And the addition of all the lights and the water underneath, it just really plussed up that attraction. I think that is one attraction that they really hit a home run on.
I agree. When they moved it and they added some of those effects, it really just took that attraction to the next level. I agree with you. All right, so we did six, but it feels like we need to sneak in some extras. Do you have any bonus items you'd like to add?
Oh, I have lots of bonus items, but I will stick to one. And this is Splash Mountain. I think Splash Mountain is probably, for anybody that knows me, my number one absolute most favorite attraction. I could ride it 1,000 times, and I can ride it in any temperature. It doesn't bother me. And at night, it's sort of like Big Thunder Mountain. It's just a totally different experience. Now, granted, a lot of the ride is actually inside the show building, but that when you're climbing up that mountain before the big drop, and you get to the top of that mountain and you can see Cinderella Castle and all the lights in the park, and then you drop, there's just something that is so incredible about that at night.
I agree. Yeah, the view from the top of the hill before you head down into the Briar Patch is incredible. And seeing it at night where you can see all of the Magic Kingdom lit up is extra special. Good choice with Splash Mountain. All right, I'm going to toss a bonus item in there too. And it's maybe a little bit of a curveball. So I'm, again, going to get out of Tomorrowland finally. I'm actually going to go to the opposite side of the park in Adventureland. And I am going to suggest the Jungle Cruise as a nighttime attraction. I think that attraction looks completely different at night. So very interestingly, Disney does not light up the forest in the Jungle Cruise. The lights on the boat illuminate the shore, and it's a much more exotic ride, a much more mysterious ride at night because you can't see ahead very far. You can't see what's going on in all the jungle, but you can see the certain pieces that you need to because the lights on the boat illuminate them just when they need to. I would not say that the Jungle Cruise becomes a scary ride because the skippers keep things lighthearted with their corny jokes just like they do during the day, but it definitely has a different flavor to it, definitely more mysterious. So if you've only been on the Jungle Cruise during the day, I highly recommend checking it out at night. Very different experience.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one too. I love the Jungle Cruise at night, and I don't particularly care for it during the day. You know, I can kind of take it or leave it during the day, but at night, I just think it's really fun. And I think the skippers get a little more lighthearted at night. You know, and I find that the script tends to get a little more funny in the evening.
Maybe a little more off script work by the skippers, huh?
Yeah.
All right, good. We made it through the list of the top six nighttime attractions at the Magic Kingdom. Number one, Big Thunder Mountain. Number two, the Tomorrowland Transit Authority, or People Mover. Number three, the Haunted Mansion. Number four, Space Mountain. Number five, Celebrate the Magic and Wishes. And number six, Dumbo. Fun list of attractions to check out during the nighttime. Okay, Jess, if people are interested in getting in touch with you, how can they do that?
I would love them to get in touch with me. I am a vacation planner with Pixie Vacations, and you can get in touch with me by emailing me, jess@pixievacations.com.
Excellent. Jess, thanks so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
Who does she think she is? That girl has tangled with the wrong man. No one says no to Gaston.
Darn right.
Dismissed. Rejected. Publicly humiliated. Why, it's more than I can bear.
More beer?
What for? Nothing helps.
Well, we've made it through the list of the top six best nighttime attractions at the Magic Kingdom, but this conversation is not over. I'd love to hear what you think about our list. Do you have a different idea? Something you want to add? You can do that. Check out the show notes page at worldofwalt.com/19 or worldofwalt.com/nighttimemk. Those two links go to the same page, and it works great on tablets, desktops, and smartphones. Leave your comments in the comments section and check out what other folks think as well. To see why
no one's slick as Gaston, no one's quick as Gaston, no one's next as incredibly.
If you like today's podcast, I would really appreciate it if you would head over to iTunes to rate and review it. You can get some very easy instructions on how to do just that at worldofwalt.com/iTunes. If you thought today's podcast was a stinker, well then, please don't rate it on iTunes. And for everyone who has provided a review on iTunes, a sincere thank you. I'd love to get in touch with you. let me know what you think about today's show, or just say hi. There are four easy ways you can get in touch with me. Number one, send an email to me at info@worldofwalt.com. Number two, leave a voicemail message for me using your phone, 407-391-5023. Number three, leave an online voicemail message for me at worldofwalt.com/voicemail. Or number four, get to me on social media. Facebook, I'm at facebook.com/worldofwalt. And on Pinterest, I'm at pinterest.com/worldofwalt. I'd like to invite you to enter a very special contest that's open to the people who listen to this podcast and visit the show notes page. Head over to the show notes page at worldofwalt.com/19. And there, you can enter to win a $100 Disney gift card. It's easy to enter by following the simple directions, and it's my way of saying thanks for listening. To wrap up today, I would like to give you a huge thank you for spending a little bit of your time with me today. I'd also like to thank everyone who visits the worldofwalt.com website. There you can find interesting Disney articles, enter sweepstakes for tremendous Disney prizes, and chat with other folks who like Disney in the forums and in the comments sections. By listening here and by visiting the site, you allow me to share the fun of Disney with you. And that is very cool. Thank you so much for being a part of it. Until next time, my friend, may God bless you.
So there's a great big beautiful tomorrow, shining at the end of every day. There's a great big beautiful tomorrow, just a dream away.